You are Locked On Colts, your daily Indianapolis Colts podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back into your latest episode of Locked On Colts, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Today, as always, your host, Evan Sattery, joined by Isaiah Hull of Locked On Wolverines. He does some great work over there hosting the daily podcast. This is a part of Wolverines Wire, covers the Michigan Wolverines. Isaiah, how are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. How about yourself?
Doing great. I really appreciate coming on today on short notice because I really want to get your thoughts on Quiddy Pay and his career at Michigan because he's a very divisive prospect, one that either you love Quiddy or you're not really a big fan of Quiddy. But from the Michigan perspective, I want to get you on today because Quiddy Pay had, I think, a very underrated career for the Wolverines, was a team captain this past year for Michigan in a shortened season. Just from covering Pay up close for the last 4 years, Isaiah, what was Quiddy's persona, like his character's aura like?
Well, I'd say even before getting into that, because I want to touch on something that you mentioned, that he's divisive. He's the type of guy that I'm sure a lot of Colts fans are taking a look at him and saying he only had two sacks last year, played in four games, four tackles for loss. Like, you know, that only had 2 years as a starter. They're probably looking at him and saying that isn't much of anything, right? Compared to what you see with a lot of those other guys out there that have had a lot of big production. That's exactly how he was treated as a recruit coming into Michigan. Because he was a three-star prospect coming out of Bishop Hendricken out of Warwick, Rhode Island. And he was being a three-star recruit, a former Boston College guy. He was near the bottom of the rankings in 2017 as far as recruiting was concerned, the types of guys that they were bringing in. You have to keep in mind that they had brought in five-star Donovan Peoples-Jones. They had brought in five-star Aubrey Solomon. They had all types of guys like that. And Quiddy Pay, which was a guy from Rhode Island, which is where the former defensive coordinator Don Brown was seemingly always targeting to try to get all these New England guys, where they were leaving out some of those bigger names that Michigan fans were really hoping to have. But he had a little bit of contribution in his freshman year. He managed to get a sack. He got on the field in a huge game against Penn State under the lights there and everything. And then he came on strong in his sophomore year, and he was right there as a in the second rotation and became somewhat of a household name as far as that was concerned. I think you could say with a pretty great deal of certainty at this point, there are no Michigan fans that dislike Quiddy Pay at this point. I mean, the number obviously isn't going to be zero, exactly zero. But at the same time, he is universally loved in Ann Arbor. Definitely a fan favorite. Obviously, he's also a team favorite. That's why he's a team captain. So to answer your question about demeanor and who he is, I mean, I've gotten a chance to know him since he was a recruit, and he's just absolutely incredible. And I'll tell you a little quick story about him that I would not dare say on Michigan media because it would get the sports information department probably on my case. But I do sideline photography in normal years on top of beat writing and doing the podcast and all of that. But after the Northwestern game in 2018, he had a giant sack on quarterback Clayton Thorson, and it was really pivotal. And he had actually had two sacks in that game. And after both of them, he did his now famous Wakanda Forever salute from Black Panther. And I got pictures of him doing it both times, but one of them was incredible because you had the quarterback laying kind of underneath him, and he was dead center in the camera facing exactly where I was, kind of somewhat hunched down doing Wakanda Forever with the arms. And I sent it to him, that picture to him, and I got a message at like 3 a.m. from him, and I was still up, and his response was, "That is the best picture I have ever seen." Because afterwards he was like, "You seriously got pictures of me? I can't believe you were even taking pictures of me. That's incredible." And that was always his response. Like in the 3 years that I got to take pictures of him, he was always very like it was almost as if he was surprised that someone actually cared to focus in on him, because he is totally a team player. He's always been very, very humble. And I also had the opportunity to hang out with the defensive line when the team went to Universal Studios in 2019 when they were in the Citrus Bowl. And Quiddy's the guy that I hung out with. He's the one I wanted to be around, if that says anything about who he is. I mean, he's not just a fan favorite. He's not just a team favorite. He's also a media favorite. So you're getting someone in Indianapolis who's really just truly an incredible person. I don't think that we can always say that about everyone when it comes to sports, because I feel like we don't get to know them well enough to be able to make judgment either way. But I can tell you, Quiddy is just incredible. So you're getting a really good one there.
That's awesome there. And just looking at athletically, Isaiah, unfortunately, Quiddy pulled out of his pro day just because I think it was an injury, I believe. He wasn't able to do his three-cone or a short shuttle. But that video that's circling around the internet for a while now about Quiddy Pace's famous three-cone, 6.37 for a guy his size, faster than Tyreek Hill's with the official time. What kind of a freak athlete is he with Quiddy Pay? I mean, you saw him obviously up close the last couple of years in Ann Arbor. This guy seems just like a freak of nature athletically, where if the Colts can mold him correctly, he could be a true star in their defense.
Yeah, I mean, he was the top guy in the annual athletic freaks in college list by The Athletic, number one, for that reason. Don Brown, former defensive coordinator, used to call him one big muscle. And the fact that a guy that's that big can move that fast, it's incredible. I think, to me, if I was Quiddy, I kind of would have been in the same boat, because you're really not going to improve on what everyone kind of knows you can do going into pro day. But yeah, I mean, he's the type of guy that I still feel like he's got so much room to grow, and that's not even like a backhanded compliment like it might be for some others, right? Like I just feel like he was just starting to tap into his ability. And I think if you go back and watch what he was able to do in the four games he was able to play for Michigan, it was really more like three games overall. You saw someone who was really pretty much unstoppable. The problem for him this past year was Don Brown's defense had kind of gotten figured out by the opponents. But if it hadn't been, then it would have been one of those things where Quiddy, I mean, he gained extra attention as it was. But if there was a little bit of an element of surprise, like you normally kind of get to some degree, you don't know where the blitz is coming from. You don't know what's happening. Quiddy would have just cleaned up. And I mean, he did in game one against Minnesota, as it was, just they couldn't stop him, they couldn't block him. And I think that you're going to see that more and more and more as his career goes on, because he's the type of guy that once he figures out what he can do, he can exploit you athletically. And like I said, one big muscle. He's strong, he's fast, he's pretty big. I mean, 261 pounds, about 6'3", 6'4". He's a big guy. So he's kind of got the whole package. I believe he ran like a 4.54 as well or something like that. It wasn't the lowest when it comes to defensive end outside linebacker types. But at the same time, that's a wide receiver type number, you know? Like I'm pretty sure that there were several wide receivers taken in this draft that ran slower than that as it was. And really, that's about like a middle linebacker. If you get someone that runs that fast as a middle linebacker, you're like, all right, we're really rolling, let alone a big defensive end type. So he's just got so much athletic ability. And again, I still feel like it's untapped into, just because he just was starting to scratch the surface of that capability. So I think that if he is honed a bit, then it's going to be just that much better for him.
Hey, Colts fans, listen up. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, is offering a complimentary bottle to all football fans in America. To get your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total, text DRAFT to 231231. This unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone and total testosterone levels and increase energy and lean muscle mass. Plus, text now and they'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, their most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you get back in shape, absolutely free. Text DRAFT to 231231. That's DRAFT to 231231. Meshes and data rates may apply. Going back and watching Michigan games like you alluded to there, Isaiah, for a moment, with Don Brown's defense, Quiddy never really had the chance to be just like a pure edge rusher. He was getting moved around defensive line, inside, left side, right side, doing a lot of things for Michigan's defense, obviously with his versatility. But do you feel like in the NFL, where the Colts have mentioned now, he's going to be in that pure pass rush role on the right side, where he's just going to be able to pin his ears back every snap, go get the quarterback, maybe sometimes kick inside? What was Quiddy Pay's role like in Michigan's defense? Seemed like he was almost like a Swiss Army knife on their defensive line.
Yeah, that was just kind of a product of what Don Brown liked to do with when he had athletic guys, and he had two of them as far as both of his defensive ends, and Quiddy Pay and Aiden Hutchinson. So, and then last year they had Mike Dana as well, who ended up being I think it was a fifth round pick, maybe a sixth round pick by the Chiefs last year, and he ended up playing quite a bit. So, having all of those guys all on one line allowed for a lot of versatility because they really wanted to be able to confuse defenses, and they were able to do it a little bit more with those three guys. But Aiden went out with injury relatively early, just like Quiddy did, and that kind of limited what they were able to do with Quiddy this year when he was able to come back for that reason. So it was one of those things where he can do everything. You can line them up inside. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit different in the NFL compared to, you know, going up against college interior linemen. But, I mean, you could line them up inside. But I do think he is best suited for either that strict pass rushing role, which there are a lot of times under Don Brown's defense where he was an anchor, which is a little bit less of a pass rush and a little bit more of a take on blocks to let the other guy on the other side get there. Now, Aiden Hutchinson was in that role a little bit more than Quiddy was, but nonetheless, you could put him outside. You can put him as an outside linebacker as well. We didn't really see that at Michigan, but he is just kind of the prototypical, exactly what you want as far as size and speed and all of that type of stuff to be an outside linebacker pass rush type as well. So really, very versatile, and I think part of it is a product of what Michigan's system was asking of him. So even if he didn't seem versatile, he definitely showed off that he could be versatile during his time in Ann Arbor.
Throughout Pay's career, really being a full-time starter over the final 3 years of his career there, what game stood out to you most from Quiddy Pay, like where you thought to yourself, whoa, this guy is different, he's going to be a true NFL player, first-round type of player? I know the Minnesota game from this past year stands out to a lot of people nationally because he kind of broke out on the scene in the second half of that game. Any other games stand out to you, Isaiah, where he kind of just like had to do a double take with the way Quiddy was playing?
Well, I would say it's that Northwestern game I mentioned earlier, the 2018 game on the road at Northwestern, getting two sacks in that game. I think we knew that he had that capability. I don't think that we knew that he was going to be that type of player, that because you have to keep in mind that was a game where Michigan was trailing by a pretty big margin around halftime. And the defense basically shut down what Northwestern was doing in the second half. And I'm pretty sure that both of Pay's sacks came in the second half. I know one of them was right near the end of the game. And I believe he was close to being in on the final tackle that was made. I might be making something up there, but I'm pretty sure that he was when Josh Uche made the final sack to end the game. I think that Quiddy was in the game, if my memory serves, and that he was pretty close. But like I said, I might just be making something up there. Nonetheless, regardless, in that game, he like I said, he had the two sacks. Both were super pivotal timing wise, and it came at a point where they absolutely needed the most that they could get out of everybody. And between he and the Patriots, Josh Uche, those two stepped up at the same time and did the same thing. And Uche was already kind of in heavy rotation. That was the game, I feel, where Quiddy made it known that he was going to be definitely a future starter for Michigan at that point.
Bet Online is the fast and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season's in full swing. You're going to track all the action over at Bet Online. This week has tons of sports action on the go as well. Get in all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your favorite UFC action. before the next pitch, head over to Bet Online on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device right now, sign up today, and receive your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. Again, it's 50% off your first deposit with Bet Online. The promo code is LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Colts fans, rockauto.com is the place you need to go if you want to save money on your next car purchase. I've saved a lot of money, and so have a lot of listeners out there as well. It's a family-owned business serving auto parts customers online for the last 20-plus years, and you can go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything you need, from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. And best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So why spend the twice as much for the same parts and game even cheaper over at Rock Auto? Go to rockauto.com right now and see the parts available for a car or truck. Write Locked On in the How'd You Hear About Us box so know we sent you over there. Again, write Locked On, LOCKEDON, in the How'd You Hear About Us box so know Locked On Colts sent you over there. A main selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Colts fans, go to rockauto.com right now. Pivoting over now to the last few questions of the show, Isaiah, I appreciate the time today. Going over Quiddy's fit in Indianapolis, you have to think from the Michigan fan perspective, like seeing Quiddy Pay land with the Colts is a really fun scenario to see his full potential ceiling, because him next to the Forrest Buckner, Isaiah, that's going to be a really fun duo on the left side of the defensive line.
Oh, absolutely. That's, I think, one of the keys is being able to pair him with somebody, is because he had been with Aiden Hutchinson. Granted, I think Quiddy was the star of that show when it was the two of them together. So, we'll see more about Aiden, who's also projected to be a first-round pick this next year. So never can write off the duo, you know, reuniting again next year, depending on where the Colts pick. But, yeah, I mean, I absolutely. I think the bigger takeaway for me is just the fact that he's going to such a great organization. You know, I'm in Metro Detroit, right? Like, whenever you see a guy like Quiddy Pay, you know, you hope that you're like, all right, man, be good, but don't be so good that the Lions have an opportunity, you know, feel like you're their best option wherever they pick. So the Colts have been long known as just a quality organization. And it's one of those things that when you really like a guy that you cover like Quiddy, you just hope to see him get the best opportunity. And a lot of times that means going to a place where you know it's going to be run smart, they're going to utilize him well, and those types of things. So that's kind of how I look at the situation for him.
Isaiah, last one here for you, just for the Colts fans out there listening. Are there any final points you want to bring up here on the show that really stand out to you just from covering Quiddy over the last couple of years?
I mean, not much that I can – that I don't think I haven't said already, but again, the character of the guy is one that I think you'll just fall in love with. I would recommend definitely anything Black Panther, from the movie, the comics, and whatever. Let you know if that's something you're a fan of as well as the Colts, then you know, let Quiddy know that. You know, he loves Black Panther. He seems to love people that embrace the fact that he loves Black Panther as well. I know I went to Disney in January. And as soon as I saw Black Panther merch in the Avengers store at Disney Springs, I sent it to him, and he's like, "Man, now I know I got to get that stuff. Like, I know where I can get that stuff now." So, just such a quality guy, such a fun guy, and obviously just a great story. And I know we've all heard the story about being a refugee. I'm not going to rehash all that, but I mean, it's hard not to root for a guy like that. So if you're on the fence as a listener and you don't know what, you know, whether or not to buy or sell him as a draft pick, I'm telling you, he's going to be a fan favorite before you know it.
Isaiah, hey, thank you so much for doing this today. Colts fans, now ready, go ahead and follow Isaiah on Twitter at Isaiah Hole. He's the publisher of Wolverine's Wire over on the USA Today Sports Network, and also the host as well on the Locked On Podcast Network of Locked On Wolverines. Isaiah, appreciate the time today talking about Quiddy Pay.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.